Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Baby, it's cold out there. So come in, warm up with a festive blend of music and musings on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? We'll take on the cultural cacophony in measured doses. Lots of stuff happening, from White House shakeups to sentencing reports for some of Trump's infamous cohorts. A holiday classic, another one, in the crosshairs of the PC police. Not only will we talk about it, we're going to play the darn culprit. I am. I really am. Also, your other forgotten 45s and holiday favorites. And speaking of the PC police, isn't Oscar host Offer and Ouster in the same week? We'll take it on. Inspiration, facts, and challenge success stories. You in the mix. You're listening live. It is Friday, December 7th. A little later jumpstart than usual. It's 3 p.m. out west, 5 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock here in the East. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Live or on podcast, you know you can jump into Twitter when it works for you at AB Writes. But should you find yourself listening live to the live broadcast, and more people each week are doing it, and I'm so gratified because, you know, I love to play real-time radio with you. Avail yourself of the entire social media matrix. That includes not only Twitter, but also the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box, and, of course, the antiquated, quaint phone line. Whatever works for you, please do so. It's all being helmed by our tenacious, festive TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, there in the booth, ML at headquarters. The show today, by the way, brought to you in part by MVP Health Plans. It's health coverage designed by you, for you. Panera is the way food should be, now delivered. Old Navy, time to fall in for great holiday styles and savings at Old Navy. And our pals at PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. So what do you say? Do you grab yourself that cup of joe, maybe a nip of eggnog or two, and let's get going, because here comes the weekend. We'll kick things open with Dave Edmonds on Amy Beth Arkley Show.
I'm the Grinch that stole Christmas, and I'm sorry.
Oh. próspero año y felicidad. ¡Feliz Navidad! ¡Feliz Navidad! ¡Feliz Navidad! ¡Próspero año y felicidad!
Lightning presents are delightful. Hanukkah, Hanukkah, everyone.
I light the candles with people who love me.
He lights the candles with his whole family, sharing the joy of a proud history.
Sevivo, so, 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 Morzufganiyo.
Morlatka's love is Morzufganiyo.
Fun. And the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show is 6:13, and their take on the Queen classic, turning it into a Bohemian Hanukkah, as we were smack dab in the middle of the Festival of Lights. Jose Feliciano, Feliz Navidad, one of my favorite holiday tunes. This one time for Pearlie and for Dondi. Thanks for chiming in. And here comes the weekend from Dave Edmonds. A busy weekend with all the hijinks happening in Washington. Two sentencing reports coming out from Michael Cohen, one from the Southern District of New York, not so good, but the one from the Special Prosecutor's Office, Robert Mueller and Company, calling for complete leniency, as he was a huge help. He helped a little bit, according to the Southern District, but not fulsome, and his crimes require substantial prison time. Uh-oh, we'll see. Well, there's Mueller's office said they recommend concurrent sentencing if there is one. See what happens. But there's also some speculation or talk that Cohen, of course, implicated President Trump in the whole campaign finance violations, law broken. And most people say that if Trump were anybody else, not just Joe Schmo on the street, but even a governor, a senator, a congressperson, whatever, whoever, he would be indeed indicted for these crimes. But because he's the president, there's a policy at the Justice Department not to indict a sitting president. He will not be indicted. And then it goes to this whole question where we say nobody's above the law, but apparently he is, at least for now, and he is probably the most lawless president we've ever had. Lots coming out about the whole Russian involvement and Trump's financial ties. I would say it's not surprising, right? Because we kind of knew all this stuff was going on. It's just sort of finally coming out into the open, perhaps, or starting to come out into the open. We should have known better. When he didn't reveal the tax returns, we should have known better by his previous conduct. But again, we're going down a rabbit hole, or we already went down that rabbit hole. We're trying to crawl out of it, and it's going to take a little while, but we'll see how it all shakes up. Thinking of that, a lot of shakeups going on in the White House, as there's rumors that John Kelly's days are numbered, and Mike Pence's right-hand guy, chief of staff there, Nick Harris, will be the replacement. Trump likes him. I don't know. Different personality types, I suppose. And he's also made his announcement, William Barr, who was a former attorney general under George H.W. Bush, who we just memorialized this past week, is nominated to take another turn at attorney general. What the heck does this guy need with this mission, Goss? You got to wonder, right? But I guess he's game for it. And Nikki Haley, who is leaving as a UN ambassador, her job will be filled if Trump has his way. The nominee is Heather Nauert, who is the spokesperson at the State Department. She is a former Fox News host, so that's really no foreign policy experience. But to be fair, Nikki Haley didn't have it either, but she had been a governor, for two-term governor. In any event, they're downgrading it, which is strange, from a cabinet post to a non-cabinet post. She'll reply, or she'll work directly, answer directly to Pompeo, the Secretary of State, I guess, and National Security Advisor John Bolton. So will she be a puppet of those two, I guess people are wondering. Who knows? That's an interesting position. I mean, it's one that is held by a lot of people, including heavyweights like George H.W. Bush, Madeleine Albright, Jean Kirkpatrick. Of course, John Bolton was kind of dubious. I mean, you have a mixed bag of people, Adlai Stevenson. But depending upon the president administration, they've often on and off downgraded it, upgraded it to a cabinet post. I'm not sure what the difference is there, but her credentials, this newer person, seems a little shaky, but we'll see how it goes. I don't know, do you have to be confirmed then if you are not a cabinet post? That I'm not sure about. We'll have to look into that one for you, but we'll see. What's your take on all that's going on? Shakeups abound at Twitter feed AB Wrights, phone line 347-857-4505, and of course we have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box open. It's twisting, shouting, and shaking things up. Here's one for Brandon. It's the Isley Brothers doing the classic Twist and Shout. I'm here with that.
Wait a minute here. We're going to play the first record for, for Demi, for Perry, for JV, for Bernice, for Vera, and for Beulah, for Effie, for Oliver, for Santa May. We're going to play it for Bulldog. Let's go, man. Yeah.
Run! Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Ooh, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Gave me that love for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise.
Now I'm feeling mighty fine. I got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. I got all that good music. Kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the
got good music on my radio.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. We got all that good music on our radio.
Well, I wanna kiss you, bunny.
Well, I'm standing here beneath the mistletoe.
Santa came down the chimney about a half past three.
Left this pretty present that you see before me.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, pretty baby.
Charles, you've sure been good to me.
I haven't had a drink this morning. I'm all lit up.
Ooh, baby, I'm all lit up.
I'm all lit up. Ooh, like a
Christmas tree.
Good music on your radio, indeed. Bonnie Raitt, Charles Brown, Merry Christmas, Baby, on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Run, Rudolph, Run, from Chuck Berry, a little rockin' song for Sammy. Let the Good Times Roll from J.D. McPherson, and Twist and Shout, Isley Brothers, for Brendan, and for Carly, via the Potnet chat box, who says, hey, thanks for that version. Love the Beatles, but sometimes you gotta jazz it up and put some soul in. Yeah, got you on that. I like to shake things up a little bit. Shake ups at the White House, shake ups in the world of music. You heard about the controversy surrounding another holiday classic, Baby, It's Cold Outside. It's sort of a staple on the Christmas playlist, although it was really not a Christmas song traditionally. It's from a vintage rom-com circa 1949, the movie Neptune's Daughter, starring Esther Williams and Ricardo Montalban. My question is it you know, friendly, old-fashioned, flirtatious fun, or does it belong a relic on the, you know, Me Too trash heap because of the controversy with the lyrics? Is it too suggestive? Is it indicating force and harassment and maybe more than that? Apparently some people were complaining and called radio stations, and some of them have kicked it off the playlist, stations in Cleveland, San Francisco, and others. Now there's kind of a backlash against the backlash because it's, I think it's kind of cheeky fun, and sometimes context matters, but if it offends people, do you acquiesce? What do you say? Twitter feed AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. If you find yourself listening live on Friday, December 7th, which you should note is also Pearl Harbor Day, 77 years ago, the day that will live in infamy, World War II, of course, 1941, wow. And, you know, I don't know. What's your take on it? Let's talk about it a little bit. We did a little thing on PopNet this morning. We've been talking about it on social media this whole week, so let's get to it. We have it on Facebook. We have it on Twitter. Let's get to some of the reactions, shall we, Trudy? Let's start with Facebook. Janet says, at the risk of a backlash, I fall squarely on the side of this is absolutely ridiculous. Kind of believe you on that one, too. Susan, on the other hand, says, a few stations are just taking it off the holiday playlist. You can't blame them, but it's not widely banned. I fear the word ban will fuel the right's fight against, quote-unquote, political correctness, which is just actually, well, being decent to anyone who isn't a straight white man. In the meantime, yes, it's cold outside. Well, I don't know. It's a little more than a ban, because it was, I mean, a little bit more than just taking off your playlist. But the question then becomes, it's an interesting one, do you just go along with what your listeners want? And partly, if you're running a radio station, that's partly what you do. And it's a taste change. Obviously, playlists do change. They get regurgitated, overturned, refreshed over time. I mean, I've worked in radio long enough, a variety of formats. But even with the format that stays the same, the playlists change. So there is something to that, maybe. Holiday music seems, though, it's kind of the same universe. They add to it, and sometimes some things do fall out of favor. They become too creaky, craggy, that kind of thing. So, yeah, you got a point there, Susan. You do. I don't know. Harvey says, I find it fascinating to see how freaking stupid our society has become. Don't hold back now, Harvey. Hey, people, get your heads out of your arses. The song, Hey Baby, It's Cold Outside, so how does it compare to the porn on the internet or the foul language that many of the rap songs have? If Hey Baby offends you, then you need to grow up and grow a pair. Ouch. I think we know where he's coming from. John says, all or nothing. I say it's all dirty and offensive, everything. Just throw the whole culture out, baby in the bathwater. Christy says, I'm with you, Harvey and Amy, too. Well, I think it is a little bit more much ado about nothing. I think context matters. It was a 1949 film. It's sort of like the Doris Day movies hold up in some ways. But, yes, I understand kind of what Susan was saying, that sometimes things fall out of favor. And if the audience doesn't want it, the problem is now the audience, because they have been taken off the playlist of many stations, the audience is now reacting a little differently. Alan Tude says, the only thing cold about this song is actually taking it off the air. Please do your research before you make uneducated comments. Why, yes, it is cold outside. I live in Alberta. Okay. Now, Melissa says, okay, the baby, it's cold outside issue. Are we opening a Pandora's box for every single song in history? I know how this goes. I can think of a bunch of songs from the 90s that I love that definitely fall into this category. Are we going to censor everything? And this becomes the question, and I think this is sort of what Harvey was saying. There are dated songs, and I played a couple of them from the 70s, like Little Woman from Bobby Sherman. I mean, yes, you probably won't want to play these things on a regular basis, but this is a special little time, and it's suggestive, though, right? I mean, it doesn't really come out and do anything harmful, I don't think. It's suggestive, but then some suggestions, of course, we talk about triggers, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, microaggressions, all of that stuff. James has an interesting take. He says, my take on the whole baby it's cold outside controversy, it demonstrates that the sexual revolution of the 1960s got rid of something bad, slut shaming, and replaced it with something worse, hookup culture. That's interesting, because then you're devaluing the relationship. It's one thing, because I think it's true. People would say the girl wants to stay. The young woman would like to stay. And the guy is kind of hinting for her to stay. But she knows there are going to be repercussions if she stays, because what will society say about her? If it was a guy, nobody is saying anything about the guy, and that's still the truth to this day. But, yes, we've gotten away from it. There still is some slut-shaming out there, but it's not as pronounced. But just staying over, does it mean anything? I mean, back in the 1940s, in those movies, people didn't have sex openly in the movies if they weren't. Even if you were married, you didn't. Remember in the 50s sitcoms like the I Love Lucy show, they had the separate beds with the night table in between? How did they ever hook up? How did Little Ricky come about? You have to wonder, right? But, you know, times have changed. Context has changed. Perfectly innocent, flirtatious, fun. I don't know. I mean, whatever you call it, I think there's... It's fun, and I'm going to play it. Let's play it. Listen to the lyrics. You tell me if you're offended. Twitter feed, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Fountain and Chat Box 2. We'll continue the controversy. Later. Give a listen. Michael Bublé and Anne Marie.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been,
I'm hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hand just like
my
I
mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my home? Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
worry. Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some music on while I pour.
The neighbors might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this dream?
No cab to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
proud.
Honestly, no, no, no.
Mind
sir.
If I move a little
at
closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Well, what's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold on.
Ah, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
oh,
no.
It's cold out there.
This welcome has been.
I'm lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Out the window at that
my
storm.
Sister will be suspicious.
And your lips look
my
delicious.
Brother will be there at the door.
Like waves on a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Your lips look delicious.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
But baby, you'll freeze out there.
They lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
Your eyes are like starlight
don't
now.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
They're bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my life along
at least there'll be plenty implied.
If you're caught in pneumonia and
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old love.
How about it's cold outside? If it's cold outside.
Flirtatious, innocent fun? Or an offensive relic worthy of the Me Too trash heap? You tell me. Twitter feed AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box open as well. I'm thinking the former. Fun, flirtatious, innocent, flirtatious, old-fashioned fun. Fiona says, the original context is a man offering a woman innocent excuses to stay over. He's doing it because she wants to stay, but is afraid of what society might say. Yeah, the sister will be suspicious. My maiden aunt is vicious. Because back then, women were judged for having bodily autonomy. Mm-hmm. Lissa says, I will be done with radio if any of my local stations ban Baby It's Cold Outside. Well, Susan says they don't want to use the word ban. They're just dropping it from the playlist. It's a euphemism, but I get it. Well, here's one. This kicks it for me. Brian offers, Baby, It's Cold Outside was written in 1944 by Frank Lesser for his wife, Lynn Garland. And he was singing the song at a housewarming party in New York. 74 years later, it's offensive. Welcome to modern times. There you go. Happy holidays from the Amy Beth Arkoui Show. And anyway. Else?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holidays. The holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season.
The holiday season.
So a hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock. Don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back. And lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season.
The holiday season.
So a hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock. Don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock, he'll be coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney down. Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday. Happy holiday.
So have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Crazy Kwanzaa, a tip-top Tet, and a solemn, dignified Ramadan. Now a word from my...
all the toys to the little rich boy. time. But remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it.
The Amy Beth Arkley Show, a dedication from Shelley to the Trumpster, whose own financial ties to Russia, etc., may be finally coming down to cause peril. We'll see. So far, Teflon Don. And again, that's what they used to call John Gotti, too. Stay tuned. The Kinks, Father Christmas, that holiday classic might be the next one in the crosshairs, because aren't they like mugging Father Christmas, kind of doing a Robin Hood deal? A little tinge of violence? I don't know. Happy holidays from Andy Williams for Hardy Irregular. Nixie coming out and saying, hey, love to hear the show. Glad to hear it live. Early evening works for me. How about doing it every day, AB? Well, thank you for chiming in, Nixie. I guess you're working sort of a collusion kind of deal with my producer, Trudy Hart. Trying to get me to do a daily show. But do it in a heartbeat. It's just the scheduling is murder. It's hard to get it on once or twice a week. But we're doing what we can and happy to have you here and a few other outlets. So the Baby It's Cold Outside controversy continues to garner some conversation. Laura on Facebook just chimed in. She said, it's in slightly questionable taste in today's climate. once I heard the alternative interpretation, it was hard to go back. If the song makes people uncomfortable right now, what's the downside to giving it a rest? All right, that makes sense. Do we have to be rude and aggressive in order to force an objectionable holiday song on others? Response to some other people's comments, she says, do I really need to grow a pair of hairy male testes so I can butch up into a testosterone-fueled rage simply because I'm willing to be respectful of what some people might find offensive? Well, there you go. There's a point. There is no real harm necessarily to giving it a rest, but then again, it's a question of, as I said before, the idea of banning it, and maybe Susan was onto this, by calling it a ban, and it depends how many stations do this, but dropping it from the playlist is one thing, because as a program director of a radio station or a person who's curating one's own show, archive, whatever you want to do, it is your choice. And we all do self-censorship, and there are different reasons why songs fall in and out of favor. And there may be something to it. I just think we don't look at context sometimes. And sometimes things come under too much scrutiny and under too close a microscope. And that's where you get the backlash of the backlash, if you know what I'm saying. And that's the problem. But I hear you. And yes, there's nothing wrong with giving it a rest. If you're in charge of a radio station, you can do it. That could be your choice. And if you have enough listener input, and there are some stations that did polls where they said if you like it or you want us to ban it or keep it off the playlist, however you want to phrase it, vote for it and that kind of thing, which I think is interesting because that kind of makes sense. It all kinds of makes sense. Take it into context and being open to other people. Everybody seems to be so on edge, they get so upset if you don't agree with them. This is the thing that our political culture and climate has cultivated over the last few years. You have to be able to disagree with some degree of comfort. You know, I worked with a radio host years ago named Don Russell, who has since passed away, and one of his taglines was, we can disagree without being disagreeable. And I know he didn't invent it, but he popularized it for a while. And I kind of agree with that. You don't have to disagree. You can disagree and have a conversation. And that's what I always said. I don't believe in ambush broadcasting. It's more interesting to talk to people, frankly, who don't always agree with me. Because maybe I'll learn something, and maybe they'll learn something. We can have an interesting exchange. But we've gotten away from that because it's almost like even with something as silly as this controversy, people get so upset and if you don't agree with them, either side. And I think there's something to be said for having the discussion, even about something like this that is sort of a cultural touchstone. So I thank you for participating in it, and people have been doing it all week long. It's also something that's tangible and not about politics per se, although it doesn't infuse or influence, inform our political stance and position may inform our stance on some of these cultural issues too, and that's always been true for many years. The cultural wars, of course, are part of the party politics in this country for a long time, but very intriguing indeed. The other side of the news, of course, is all this stuff coming down in the White House. As we said, the shakeup, it appears John Kelly will be out, and this guy Nick Aris, who is the chief of staff for Mike Pence, will be in. And Barr is the guy that they've nominated. Trump has nominated for Attorney General. Heather Nauert, former Fox anchor turned spokesperson for the State Department, will be in as U.N. ambassador. And there we go. We'll see what happens. And meanwhile, former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was having a conversation. I guess he didn't realize it was televised, or maybe he did, with Bob Schieffer, in which he said that Donald Trump was very undisciplined and difficult to work with because he didn't like to read, didn't do the briefings, and didn't want to hear anything if things were breaking the law. Donald Trump retaliated by saying the guy is Tillerson, is dumb as a rock and as lazy as hell, couldn't wait to get rid of him. Unbelievable, but will everything come tumbling down? The Manafort sentencing papers were supposed to be issued today, and I guess they're just coming under the wire, but they will be either a lot of redactions, like the previous report that came out earlier this week, or some of it under seal, whereas the Cohen papers, there was no redactions, and it wasn't under seal, but it didn't really say a heck of a lot, except he cooperated a lot with the special counsel, and kind of a half-ass cooperation with the Southern District of New York, hence the different recommendations in sentencing. Intriguing indeed. We're not done yet. But one thing we know, when it comes to Trump, it's the money that matters. Always did. Andy Newman, Mark Knopfler on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Of all of the people that I used to know, folks never adjusted to the great big world. I see them lurking in bookstores. parked up on the county line. I was watching his car with a friend of mine. He was a metal bad guy in a red jumpsuit. I said, that looks kind of funny. He said, I know it does too. They got a great big house on the hill here. Great big sidewalk and siding. Great big pool in my backyard. Another great big pool beside it. Saturday is funny than matters. Hear what I say.
and for Sally. I'm Amy Beth Arkley Show. It's been a bad day and a week of bad days for Donald J. Trump, indeed. That's REM, it's the money that matters, from Randy Newman and Mark Knopfler. And will the money be at the root of all the problems that Mueller unfolds and unveils in the Trump investigation? We don't know, but we know Trump is worried about it with the Twitter tirades that have been going on all week long and him saying that they're ready to have an alternative report once the awful report comes out. So, of course, if you're innocent, here's the interesting part. If he knows he's innocent, as he claims he is, then he shouldn't be worried about the report because the report should exonerate him. But he knows it's not going to exonerate him because he knows he's guilty. So he's got to come up with some fallacious nonsense and another report that counters it. The question is, will people buy it? Will enough people buy it to keep him in office and to get reelected? Because that's the only way he might stay out of prison. We'll see how it all comes crumbling down, and will, when all is said and done, anyone named Trump and or Kushner be indicted? Stay tuned. We'll see. Twitter feed AB Writes. Let's go around the social media horn one more time. We got so busy with the Baby It's Cold Outside controversy. Jennifer B. says everything is falling apart for Trump, but hopefully coming together for the United States. Palmer says, according to an expert, Mike Pence, Reince Priebus, and others knew all about the Trump-Russia treason all along. Wait for a report to come out. Wow. Well, we'll see what happens because, yeah, you know, this is what I was been saying all along. If it turns out to be real and they can prove it, this collusion, conspiracy, whatever you want to call it, with Russia, that's a high level of criminality. We're talking treason. That's a very high level. As somebody said, do we have a Manchurian president at this point? Not just a candidate, but somebody who really is an agent or just a useful idiot, whatever it may be, for a foreign entity known as the Russians. And there may be other things. What about Saudi Arabia? His business ties seem to be very interlocked with his decision-making in the White House because it's all about his business. And we've never seen this before, at least in our modern era, because we've had people. Jimmy Carter, remember, famously had to sell the peanut farm. George Bush got himself out of the oil business and owning the Texas Rangers and other things. I mean, people got rid of their businesses when they became president. It's not like there weren't people who had businesses before, but he kept it, and he refused to show the tax returns, and he got away with it because he did become president. He didn't expect to win. And actually, I think when all is said and done, this guy is going to rue the day he bothered to run because he didn't expect to win, but he thought he would just enrich himself. And he didn't realize, he didn't think it through because he is so impulsive, as Rex Tillerson will say. He didn't think it through. He didn't think, well, what if I really do win? What's going to be the implications because my business is so shady? He knew it was shady. He had to know. We all knew it was shady, but he somehow still pulled it out because of the dang Electoral College. It's craziness. And you know what's also crazy? The holiday season. It makes you crazy because there's so much extra pressure to spend, eat, to go to parties, to do, and people get crazy and they get stressed. And then you'll also get wistful, and for those of us who are remembering people who passed away, et cetera, it's just hard. It's a hard time of year for a lot of folks in a lot of ways. But what I think can help you is to take care of yourself. A little self-care and creativity is part of that component, I think. Get a journal and just write out your thoughts. Write it out. Just get it out. Get it on paper. And then see where it may lead you. And sometimes the Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked for folks to get them jump-started in a good course. I want to salute Ella in Plymouth, Massachusetts today, who said she did just that. She said, I started with the challenge about over three years ago, she said. And frankly, it didn't work at first, but I got back into it about 6 or 7 months ago, and I'm on a really good course diving into poems and stories, first time in a long time. I'm going to retire soon from a corporate job, and I think this may be my next phase. So thank you for reacquainting me with my creative self. It's a big deal for me, and I didn't think it would happen. Wow, Ella, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I appreciate the heartfelt words. You're doing the hard work. I'm happy that I could help you get pushed in the right direction. Please keep at it, and please keep us posted. Hey, if the Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked for you, I'd love to give you a little credit because you deserve it. But it's not just that. You're also helping other people get spurred on and said, hey, you know, maybe I can take a shot at it too. And I think that's so, so important. So by all means, reach out to us. I'd love to give you that shout out. And if you need some cajoling, a little push in the right direction, I'll give you a creative kick in the keister with a primer on the challenge, some other tips and tricks. We can start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is on me. All at the same website. It's AmyBethArkawy, ArkAwy.com. Easy access to the Twitter feed. And while you're there, peruse my stories, the Elijah Gore mystery, some other goodies up for grabs, all good gifts for readers in your life. Ebooks, paperbacks, etc. So check it out while you're there. You can also mention guest suggestions, Forgotten 45, and big story requests. One-stop shopping at the website, AmyBethArkawy.com, and links to the podcast, too. Ask for the podcast wherever you get your podcast from Spotify to Mixcloud, Stitcher to Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, NetNow. It's all available for you. And select editions, too, on the Arts Radio Network and PopNet. All roads lead back to that website, amybetharkaway.com. Hey, thanks for participating. A lively show, as usual. Always enjoy it. Please come back and see us next time. Trudy Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters, thank you for keeping us moving. And in the meantime, don't forget to drive safe, play nice, dream big, and think about going home for the holidays. We'll leave you with Perry Como on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. I love you all. Take care.
A man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. No matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways,
for the holidays you can't be home, sweet home.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
A man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. Cause no matter how far away you roam,
if you want to be happy